have a very bad cold that seems to be going around, so it reminds me very much of the Mohammed Sayyidzer Hara. Every time I think I won, it comes back. I thought it was over yesterday, and it comes back when you don't expect it. All right, so today we're going to, again, basically finish up Tulin Yonim. We began discussing Tfilas Kelim, and again, I'm not going to go over all the halachas of Tfilas Kelim, other than to remind you of two basic yesodos. That is, the Kelim that are mechuyev in Tfila are Kelim that are called Kli Seuda. That is the term Chazal use, Kelim of a Seuda. And then, however, the Paiskim say that going back to the Rishonim, that something is a Kli Seuda in one of two eifanim. One is when you're mishtamesh with it b'shas achila. So spoons, forks, knives, plates, if they're metal or glass, they are clay suda because you're mishtamesh with them b'shas achila. The other definition of clay suda is it is the kelim that make the food ra'oi la'achila. They make the food edible. That would include the pots and the pans that you're mavashel. They make the food edible. So based on these two hagdoras, there are going to be certain kelim, although they're metal, but they're not nichlal in clay suda. So I mentioned poultry shears that you cut chicken with, even though it's metal and it touches the ochel, but since you're mishtamish with it when the ochel is raw, it does not make the ochel roi liachila. The same thing is true with a rolling pin for dough. If you have a metal rolling pin, wood anyway, you're not tovel, because dough is not edible. In fact, dough is kasher l'shichacha, by the way. That's all a problem of if you ever indulge, which you shouldn't, in cookie dough ice cream.
So
shteit azay is a problem. You know, this reminds me of a shayla. Somebody once asked Rav Yashuv, Talmud Chacham came to ask Rav Yashuv a shayla about what bracha do you make in ice cream b'soy chasuda. Not at the end of a meal. It is a shayla because it's a machlekes. Do you make a shakal? Is it covered with hamotzi? So Rav Yashuv was looking at him and said, "You eat ice cream?" And he gave me a real hard time. He says, "I can't believe a Talmud Chacham of your stature eats ice cream." So I'm not gonna, you know, whatever. So I'm not gonna be baidik if you ever have cookie dough ice cream. But I want to say that one of the problems is that the Gemara in Horius says that if you eat a raw dough, it's kashel l'shichecha. It causes you to forget Torah. So mela, you're gonna have to go with some other Ben and Jerry's flavor. The cookie dough would be a shtickle problem. But okay. But be it as it may, the rollers, it's not roi liachila. So that's one nekuda. Now the other nekuda is Rav Moshe's chiddush. Rav Moshe's chiddush is that a toaster does not need tevila, because a toaster is only taking something that's already edible and toasting it. So that's not called a tikkun to make it roi liachila. And that's Rav Moshe's heter as well. That is Rav Moshe. And that's Rav Moshe's famous heter by a tear, by a water urn. Rav Moshe Taina is that since water could be drunk even when it's cold, I don't reckon a kedera to keep water, a water kedera, I don't reckon it as a kli suda. Now many paiskim are chaylik of Rav Moshe, not so much because they're chaylik on the yisayit, but they basically say the difference between cold water and hot coffee or tea is such a significant difference that it's really, it's almost like panim chadashas. It makes it roi for tea. That's a new chefza, so to speak. As you know, I'm sure over the years you've all had to have shaylos about how are you tayvo urns and the likes. But Rav Moshe Taka was making a gamri on the whole thing. Because he says that a tea urn or a water urn is not a kli suda. I mentioned last week the shayla as well, he's going over about a gershon iskayer, do his kelim need tefila? Rav HaPoskim say yeah, because when he was a guy, he owned it, and now he's a Jew and he owns his kelim, so he's mechuyev to be tayvel. The same way, if a Jew buys from a guy, you have to be tayvel. So if the guy becomes a Jew, you have to be Taimo. But then the Shem Shmuel brings the name of the Avnei Nezer, that the Geiris itself is Payel on the Kalim, being Maila them to Kedusha without a Tefillah. But again, this is a Das Yochid. La Halacha, you have to be Taimo. And here, of course, it's very important that you follow, not you, but the Ger follow the sequence. I mean, Lamashal. Let's say he has a busy schedule. Monday morning, got to go to the mikveh to be tayvel, so I think on Sunday, I'll be tayvel all of my kids. I mean, you have to understand that the tefillah has to take place, the tefillah of the kalim has to take place after he's Jewish. If he did it before he's Jewish, lo milo lo mirit, because as soon as he's Megayer, there'll be a chayvas tefillah. So you have to follow b'diyuk, the exact seder. See, that is less true for kashering. You know, if I buy, let's say, a used pot from a goy, so there are two things I got to do, right? I got to kasher it from the treif by hagala, boiling water, or liban, and blowtorch, whatever I do, and I have to be tayvel. But legabe that seder is not ma'akev. Lechatchila, it's better to kasher and then be tayvel. That's emes. But b'di'evad, if you were tayvel and then you kashered, it would be valid. B'di'evad b'chalapachas. So there, we don't really care which order you do it in. But legabe, your geiris and your tefilas kelim, it's a devar pashut, that your geiris would have to be before your tefilas kelim. By the way, it's brought down in halacha, the chayyotim brings, and the Mishnah Berurah brings, that when we sell chametz to a guy, and we sell this is the shayla. Some of the original older shtaris would say, we sell all the kalim in which there's a belia of chametz. So the Mishnah Berurah brings that lo nachon lasos kain, that it is not proper in a shtar mechiras chametz to sell the etzem kalim to a guy, because if you sell the etzem kalim to the guy, when the Rav buys back the kalim after Pesach, there will be a new chayvas tevila. Because if I'm a yid and my kalim were nitva, I then sell it to a guy and buy it back, I got to be tevil again. Because every time a guy has the ownership, there's a new chiyuv of tevila. Therefore, therefore the minhag is, again, I mean, most of you never see a shtar mechira, but if you looked at the shtar mechiras chametz of most batei din, it does not say you're selling the kalim of chametz to the guy, but you're selling the chametz that's muvla in the kalim. Now that itself is a very important aura.
Even the kalim are in your possession all the time?
That's correct. It is the ownership of the guy, the bailus of the guy, that's mechayev tefillah. It's not because he made a treif, even if he wasn't mevashel at all. The kasher and kalim and tefillah is two different things. Now there is another shaila though. If all you're selling to a guy is balua b'kli, that's pachos mishava pruta. Balias, right? I'm buying the chametz balua in a kli. That's pachos mishava pruta. So normally, mechira is not chal on pachos mishava pruta. So you have to be sure that your mitztarif... Now again, chametz b'yen, some people aren't going to sell. They're not going to sell bread. That's another machlokas. But you'll sell whatever it is, kidneys, a can of corn. In other words, you have to sell a dover shalem that has a value of a shavu pruta, and then you can be mitztarev the belios as well. Now, you may ask another question, which is really Hilchos Pesach question. Well, am I mechuyev to sell belios and a kli? So the emes is, the Chav Yankov, who is one of the great paiskim in Yonim of Pesach, actually says that there's no Baal Isser of Baal Yeirah and Baal Yeimatzeh on the time of Chametz that's Muvla B'Kli. I can't cook with the Kli, that's true, because the time will go into the Ochel. But I'm allowed, the Chok Yaakov says, B'Feirish, I am allowed to own utensils that have Chametz absorbed in them, as long as I don't use them and I put them away, that I'm not going to use them, and I don't have to sell them to a goy at all. because the iser of bal yeira or bal yemasei, which is why you have to sell, only applies to chametz that is bien, or at least physical chametz that may be mixed in with other food, but it does not apply to invisible absorption. So according to the Chok Yaakov, you know, you put away your chametz sticker dishes, you put it away and you seal it up, yes. But you don't have to sell anything, you don't have to sell it at all. You can own it.
But
because you don't see any chametz, you don't see any, I look at a chametz sticker pot, I don't see any chametz there. But the minhag is, make your idea that we pass collect the Chok Yaakov, but the minhag still is, L'ravcha demilsa, we do sell the belios of in a clay, but you have to be careful that you're selling something else that has a shava pruta with it. Okay.
With tefillas kelim, what is it that you're getting out of the clay? Like atoma, like a rough rod?
The getter of tefillas kelim is, it is a form of conversion. Conversion of the inanimate.
Yeah.
What is the pshat? That eating and drinking are animal functions, right? Human beings do it, animals do it. It's a common thing we do with behemoths. Although animals don't cook, but nevertheless, the idea, achila and shtia. But for a yid, the shulchan is daimel and mizbeach. We say the eating itself. Not that we're always zeichet to that, but in theory, the eating of a Jew is a chelak of his avodas Hashem. Gives you koach to learn, to do mitzvos, to say brachos. And therefore, tevila is consecrating and dedicating kelim, which had been used for animal functions when they were owned by a guy, and they're now being elevated to holy, holy functions. So the same way, before a kohen does avodah in the mikvah, she has to go to the mikvah, the kelim have to go to the mikvah. That's the gather. And again, it has nothing to do with being treif, even if the kli was not used at all. In other words, it's mamish, a newly manufactured kli. It has to have tefillah, even though you don't have to kosher it in any way. Now, remember this, though. This is an important halacha. That kol zman, the kli belongs to a guy, there is no chi of tefillah. So it's only when it is transferred from a guy's ownership to a Jew's ownership. So if, for as in fact, that's one of the eitzos sometimes. One of the eitzos the Paiskim gave, if it was difficult to be tayvel, an electrical appliance, is be machne it to a guy, and then you become a shayo. Calls him on that you're a shayo of a kli of a guy, you're not mechayev to be tayvel. Okay. So now, lemaisa, one big issue I wanted to discuss, which is Nogeya Kirov, which is a big, big shayla, that, you know, maybe it'll gain for many of us as well. And that is, there's a Ramah. The Ramah says, and he brings from Rishayna, that even though an untaiveled kli is not treif, it's vare not treif, and even if I cooked food in an untaiveled pot, the food is not treif in the oven. But the Ramah says, it is osur to be mishtamesh with a kli that is chayev in tefillah and that has not been taivot, which means I am not allowed to cook in it, even though the food, once it's cooked, is not usher. If it's a plate or a fork, I'm not allowed to eat with it. This is a din d'rabbanan, that until the mitzvah of tefillah is mekuyam, there is an iser hishtamshus on the kli.
Can you put a thing back in, let's say, in plastic to prevent it from touching through that stuff?
So the Chayim Yikaritin, that is mutter, because the Chiyav of Tefillah is only when the food is Nogeya, the Kli. But the Paiskim say that if this is not the normal Derech of the Shemush, it is not proper, because otherwise you would just delay doing Tefillah by that. In other words, the whole idea was, we made this rule, so you'll go ahead and be Taibu. Right, so Mamela. Well, Harama is mutter in this type of case, but still, the whole reason why the Chachamim mastered the Shemesh is because they want you to do the mitzvah, so they're not going to let you do something to avoid doing the mitzvah. So the big shy looks like this. I go home to my parents, right? We go home to our parents for whatever, right? Benas manu. And let's say mom and dad, maybe they have a kosher kitchen, Mirza Hashem. Maybe they don't have a kosher kitchen. But they did all sorts of stuff. They koshered the kitchen for me, and they have new pots and pans, and everything's wonderful. They mamish went to a lot of tircha to do everything right. Right? They got meat from the right place, and they got new pots and pans, and or they had the Chabad Shaliach come and a blowtorch, to kosher the house and everything. Wonderful, wonderful. But then you realize with a sickening feeling that in all probability, none of this stuff was taiva. Tefilas kelim is not a halacha. Even many Orthodox Jews don't even know of this din. I'm talking about Shomer Shabbos Jews. They don't even know. And a non-religious person who kashers their home also doesn't know. So the question is, am I allowed, according to the Ramah, am I allowed to eat off? Now again, for me to eat the food that was cooked in the pot, that for sure is mutter, because even the Ramah's Chumrah only says you're not allowed to be mavasha. But once the food was cooked, I could eat it. So eating the food is not a shaila. But the question is, how can I eat on the fork with the forks and the knives and the spoons and the metal plates? Now, if it's China, you theoretically have the same problem, because technically China is earthenware, but a glass glaze, and we paskin that China utensils, you're taivel without a bracha. So it'd be the same shaila. Can I eat off the china? So the question really becomes, how wide does the Ramah go? So I just want to say that Bekitzer, that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach has a very makel position. He says that the Ramah's din, that you're not allowed to eat off a kli that you weren't taibel, is only a kenas the Chachamim put on the balabayas that's mechuyev in tefillah. Meaning, if you are mechuyev to be taibel, you are not allowed to eat off that plate until you're taibel. But if you're mechuyev to be taibel, that's not going to be an isser on me as an ireach or whatever it is. So according to Shlomo Zalman, this is very important to know, because a lot of Sfarim only bring the Ramah L'chumrah. If you look at a lot of modern Likutim, they will actually tell you, you are not allowed to eat off Kalim that were not immersed. It's pretty amazing that people, for some reason, some of those Likutim don't bring Rav Shlomo Zalman, who said exactly the opposite. That he said, this is only a kenas on the owner of the vessel that is chayav on tefillah. This is not a kenas. And this is nagei a lot of things. This is nagei your parents. It's nagei hotels. Sometimes you have a hotel that's under hashgacha, but meyezetam shiyia. Sometimes not all the pots, or not the pots, not all the dishes were properly immersed. Although l'chayr, the mashgiach should have taken care of it. But whatever it was, if it wasn't, according to Shlomo Zalman, you would still be allowed to eat off the utensils of the hotel, even though there was not an immersion. However, I have to say, other paiskim are machmer. Other paiskim, I didn't see a psak from Rav Yashiv, but there are other paiskim, and this is brought down in the Likutim, that actually say that nobody's allowed to eat from those kelim. But l'charev they could be samech. Certainly, v'makamurv would cause machlokas and animosity with a parent that has already worked hard to try to kosher the home. You could be samech on Shlomo Zalman that the Ramah's din does not apply for anyone other than the balabayas themselves. Yeah. Oh, there's another side hetzer. Which is very interesting. It's kind of a backsided hetzer that's kind of insulting. That is, someone say, Vibal de Machal Shabbos Pafar Hesia. Is dinai ka'ayve ka'ichavim. So memela, the taina is, if the kli is owned by a parent that has a din of a machal shabbos v'rahesia, it's still owned by a guy, halachically. And therefore, I'm using a kli that is birshus ha'akam. A kli birshus ha'akam, there's no chiyuv of tefillah. That's an interesting point. In other words, I become like a Shayal Minahakim.
Is this a real happening?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But as I say, Rav Shlomo Zalman said, you don't have to come on to that Lumdus. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, it's a Dover Pashut, that the Ramaz Din is a Kanas on the Balakli. It does not apply to anyone that's not the Balakli. One other interesting Shayla, I don't know if they do it here in Yerushalayim, they probably do it. In New York, the stores, when, you know, Jewish stores that sell gifts, candy dishes and fruit bowls. So they say sometimes they say we have a mikvah on premises, which is great, you can buy it and be taibel, that's wonderful. Sometimes they will say pre-taibeled, we taibeled it for you ahead of time. I don't know if you've ever seen that, but some stores would say, just like pre-shatness tested, we tested for shatness, which is a good thing, of course, pre-taibeled. So you have to know that pre-taibeled, even if there's namanus, let's assume we can trust the guy, pre-taibeled is very, very problematical. Because here's the problem. The chiyuv of tefillah, even if they got it from a geisha factory, so there's a chiyuv tefillah, is chal only when it becomes kli se'uda. Kli se'uda means vessels that are owned either for the purpose of eating or for the purpose of preparing food, like a pot. A store does not own a china to eat from. A store does not own china or pots to cook in. A store owns china and pots to sell. It is held for sechora. If it is held for sechora, it does not yet have a kvius of kli suda. If it does not have a kvius of kli suda, your tefillah of that kli is a tefillah before the zman of chiyuv. And if it's a tefillah before the zman of chiyuv, it's not going to be eidah. So if they tell you we have a mikvah on premises, so after you buy it, but the same thing would be for a gift. I mean, again, it's not like this. Same thing with a gift. I buy a gift, right? I buy, you know, for you, I buy some china. And the person would think, I'll do you a taiva, I'll be taiva. It's the exact problem. If I'm not holding it in order to be mishtamesh l'kli suda, I'm holding it to give you as a matana. Same thing. Now, there is an etza there. Here's what the etza would be. The etza would be that, I'll tell you the etza, where you could be taiva for somebody. That you, when you buy, at the time you buy the kli, you're mechavein to be kaina for them. Not that you're kaina and then you're going to give them. You're mechavein to be kaina for them. Now, even though they don't know that you're doing that, but you could certainly be mechavein to be kaina for them. That's the rule of Zachin Liyam. So it turns out, it's now their kli, not your kli, and their kli is going to be used for Suda. Right? And therefore, you could then be Taibel, because that's also Zachin Liyam Shlomofanav. I could be Taibel your Kalim without your permission, because that's a Suda. So that's a technical Ha'ara. If the Pshat is I buy it for me to give to you, that's going to be a problem, that my kli is not a kli suda yet. But if I'm kaina for you, it becomes a kli suda right away, because you're kaina right away.
Even though there is no you, like, you don't know who you're
going to
sell.
No, it doesn't work for the store. No, you're right. For the store, it doesn't work. The store, no. I was talking about a gift. I buy a gift. If I buy a gift to give to you. No, the store doesn't work. I don't know an ASAP in the store. Because that would be braver. The store cannot say, we are kind of this on behalf of whoever will buy this. That's a should we pass an aim brera, at least on a doraisa. Yeah, my answer is only for the matana. I'm buying it. I'm a person. I'm an individual. I'm buying it to give to you. But remember, in order to do that, you had to have the kavana bishas your kinyan, or your mezaka yidei acher, meaning once it's mine, the only way I can make it yours is by having another person. I give it to the other person and say, pick it up for them. I can't pick up my own property. In other words, I can't pick up my thing and say, once it's mine, and say, I'm picking this up for you. That's not a Maisa Kinyan because it's already mine. It either has to be B'shas Kinyan or I'm a Zak Al Yedei Al Yedei Achav. Okay, so that's things to be aware of.
You can be a shliach to someone though. He can send you to go on his Kinyan.
Absolutely. Shliach Kinyan can be Al Yedei Shliach, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right, that's right. Al Yedei Shliach is fine.
In England, people throw around this leniency that you can, let's say you bought a cup or whatever, before you total it, you can use it because you're going to total it. I never heard this. Doesn't make sense.
Yeah, that's
thrown around a lot.
See, that seems to be a mistake. I'll tell you what the mix-up is. There is a site that if a kli is a chad pa'ami, if a kli is only going to be used once, and then you're going to throw it away, it doesn't have the status of a kli that's mechli of tefillah. This may be so for aluminum tins, thin aluminum tins. Now, some people misinterpret it to mean, oh, you can use a kli once without being tefillah. But that's a big mistake. No, if it's a kli that's not chad pa'mi, you can't use it at all. If it'll only be chad pa'mi, then you can use it. See, people are confusing two things. And by the way, that has direct application to the shayla of kiddush as well. You know, in fact, that's part of the din. Can you use disposable? Let's say this. This is not the gay tefila because this is plastic, but it's the same issue. Are throwaway things? Do they have the chashivas of kelim? So, once again, summer madame, if you see you don't have to be taivel, it doesn't have the chashivas of kli suda, then it wouldn't have a din of kli, legabe kiddush, and therefore you couldn't make kiddush on a chad pa'ami. All the diunim of all of that.
Made of wood, okay?
Yes. No, for kiddush, that one?
Yeah, but kiddush.
No, there's only an analogy. Chad pa'mi for kiddush would be a problem no matter what material, plastic, wood. All I'm saying is they're drawing an analogy, just like if it's metal or glass, a chad pa'mi, although you don't have any glass that way, is not called a kli. So anything that's chad pa'mi is not called a kli. So for kiddush, it wouldn't make a difference if it's wood or. Yeah. It's just the chad pa'mi principle and the like. Okay, so that's kind of what I just wanted to go over with Tfilas Kelim. Now, let me talk a little bit about the issue of Stam Yenam and Yayin Nesach and some interesting Ha'aras. Again, I'm sure over the years, you're more or less familiar with the problem. We know that Medina de Gemara, there are two types of wine that because of contact with a goy, we're not allowed to drink or get hanah from. One is Yayin Nesach Mamish. Yayin Nesach Mamish is Yayin that was poured to an idol, to Avodah Zarah, and the like. And that wine is Aser Bahana'a Min HaTorah. Because Yayin Nesach Mamish is Takruvos Avodah Zarah. And Takruvos Avodah Zarah is Aser Bahana'a. But what if the guy didn't worship it? Worship Avodah Zarah. But the guy simply either owns the wine or the guy touched my wine. So it's either the guy owns the wine or the guy touched my wine. That is what is called Stam Yenam. Stam Yenam. It's not, we conventionally call it Yayin Nesach, but technically in the Gemara it's not called Yayin Nesach. Yayin Nesach is Yayin that was Nisnaseich Le'Avodah Zarah, but wine that a guy touched or a guy owns, that is called Stam Yenam.
And touch
the actual wine. I'll get to that. It's very important. He put his finger in the wine. You'll see. That's very important. That is called Stam Yenam. And the Gemara says Stam Yenam is also Aser Bahana Midrabanan. Meaning not only is it Aser to drink, but you can't even sell it, right? It's Aser Bahana. Can't sell it to a guy. Now, the Ramah brings an interesting machloket. Well, first of all, this. Why is Stam Yenam Aser? So, the Rishonim give two reasons, because there are stiras in the Gemara, and both reasons apply. One reason why Stam Yainim is Usr is because a Gezeira Atu Yayin Nesach. Since Yayin Nesach is Usr Minatayra, so we Usr all Stam Yainim lest you come to Yayin Nesach Gomor. And the other reason that's given is a new Gezeira Mishum B'nai Sayyan. What's up, B'nai Sayyan? That wine is a basis of social interaction. We're comfortable. We drink together. And what's going to happen is I have drinks with my next door neighbor, the guy. Next thing we know, my son marries his daughter, etc. So Chazal wanted to be marchik, the social interaction of Jews and non-Jews. So they prohibited any wine that is owned by a non-Jew or that a non-Jew touches. Right? This is the Gezeira Mishum B'nai Sayyim. There's a whole din, why do you need both reasons, and what does each reason do that the other reason doesn't do? But in B'kitzer, both reasons are brought la'halacha. It's the Gezeira Mishum Yayin Nesach and Mishum B'nai Sayyim. Now, the Ramah brings a shita like this. The Ramah brings a very interesting shita that he says, since Bisman Hazeh, even the Goyim Mamish are not ragil to be menasech, to idolatry. So, the only reason for the Isser is B'nai Sayyim, and that's only an Isser Shasiya, it's not an Isser Hana. See, this would be the Nafkamina. If we're Geyser Mishum Yayin Nesach Mamish, then Yayin Nesach Mamish is Asur Bahana. So Stam Yainam would also be Asur Bahana. But if the only reason is B'nai Sayyim, it's enough to say I can't drink with him. Now the Ramah says it's better to be Machmer L'Chaschila, but he does bring that Me'ikar Adin, I am allowed to sell Stam Yainam to Goyim.
Because for this reason.
For this reason. Huh? Yeah, because Stam Yainam, the Ramah says, since the Goyim is Manazah, are not Regilin L'Nasech. They're not Regilin L'Nasech. So Memeila B'chiyai Gavne, we only have B'nai Sayyim, we don't have Mishum Nisach, and B'nai Sayyim is enough to Aser. I mean, I'll give you an example. All the dinim of Bishul Akam are because of B'nai Sayyim. And you know, Bishul Akam is not Aser B'ana, it's only Aser B'achila. I could sell Bishul Akam to Goyim. Right? So Stam Yainam would be the same thing if you don't have the Gezeira of Nisach. Right? So this is what the Ramah says. Okay, so be it as it may, that would actually mean, therefore, if you are if you own a Jewish wine store, right, you're allowed to sell Stam Yainam to your Goyshe customers. Now, to sell to your Jewish customers is a Pneiver, but you can sell it to your non-Jewish customers. Did I see somebody was writing a letter about the importance of Minhagim? So they said that they grew up in Borough Park, and I don't know if it's still that way, but in those days, Borough Park was a mixed neighborhood. It had from Yidden, and it had a lot of Italians. So as a result, he says the kosher bakeries on 13th Avenue, they made Jewish food like cheesecake, and they made cannoli, which is an Italian thing. And the cannoli was kosher. So this boy said, this man was now he's a man, he said when he was a little boy and he would go in with his mother to buy stuff for Shabbos, he always said he wanted to buy cannoli, which was kosher, it was under the same hashkacha. She said, that's not our minhag, that's for the goyim. So they're even making a point that even if it's not a halacha, the minhag of Yisrael, and like, okay. So if somebody wants to buy your stam yainam, you got to say for sure, no, that's for the goyim, that's not for you. Okay. Now, here is the thing that you need to know. For Shteitzach we know that the din of Stam Yainam does not apply to Yayin Mavushal. If the Yayin is Mavushal, because it's treated as an inferior product, Yayin Mavushal, there's no Isser of Stam Yainam. Right? That's why we have Yayin Mavushal. So the huge machlekes is what makes something Mavushal? What is the shiur of Yayin Mavushal? Most wine today, if it's mavushal, is pasteurized. Now, what is pasteurization? We do it for milk. That's when something is cooked at a temperature of around 160 degrees. to kill bacteria. It's a health requirement. Pasteurization. Now, here's what you need to know. The boiling point of water, when it turns into steam, is 212 degrees.
Fahrenheit.
Everything is Fahrenheit. That's all I know. Is Fahrenheit. Mm-hmm. Now, the boiling point of alcohol is actually lower. It's around 180 degrees. Alcohol boils at a lower temperature. But, l'chulei alma, pasteurization is below the boiling point of water and alcohol. See, it's a little complicated. If you were to ask me, what temperature will wine boil at? You actually can't know ahead of time, because wine does have a mixture of water and alcohol. The alcohol is at 180 and the water is 212. So depending on the water and depending on the alcohol, the boiling point, well, it'll be between 180 and 212. But for sure, pasteurization is below the boiling point. So one of the big machloksim in Yayin Mevushel is Yayin Mevushel toloi on boiling? Or is it toloi on what is a sheer bishul le'inyan Shabbos? So Rebbe Yashiv says, he's very machmer, and Rebbe Yashiv says, Yayin Mefustar, pasteurization, is not Mevushel, and he gives a lot of reasons for that. He says one reason is because the Shach writes that the definition of Mevushel is it's Nechsar Midasai, that some of the quantity has been diminished. That does not occur until boiling, when some of the quantity gets evaporated. Number two, he says that the Rishayim say that the Heter of Yayin Mevushel is because Bishel is Pogeim Tam. It makes the taste bad, and therefore it's not conducive to friendship. I'm not going to have, you know, friendship with my guy over Mevushel. But unless you're a connoisseur, some connoisseurs can tell the difference. But today, the processing of Mevushel is such, Rebbe Yashiv says, that the taste is not nifkan. The taste is just as good. So therefore, Rebbe Yashiv basically says, again, he gives a third reason, he says. The third reason he gives is that even if you pasteurize that boiling, which some do, but it gets recirculated. The steam gets recirculated in pipes and gets recondensed. So you don't have a net loss of kamos. So for three reasons, three different cheshbonos, Rebbe Yashiv taines that pasteurization is not considered to be bishul. Mater stam yenam. Reason number one is that it's below boiling, so therefore there is no evaporation. Reason number two is the tam is not niftam. And reason number three is that even if there would be some boiling off, generally speaking, they don't want to lose the wine, so generally speaking, it gets recirculated in pipes and it gets recondensed. So according to Rebbe Yashiv, most wine, for example, Kedem wine that calls itself Mevushel is not Mevushel. And that includes the grape juice, by the way, not just the wine, is not Mevushel according to Rebbe Yashiv, because the Bishul was a shear of pasteurization. Now, I still don't know, I'm not sure, a lot of the wines in Eretz Yisrael have the same problem. I'm not sure what the Eid HaRedis follows. I really should check on this. I just haven't been able to get the exact information. But you need to know that Rebbe Yashiv held a lot of these wines are not Mevushel. Now, Rav Adya, other Paiskim, are Meiko. Rav Meisha himself is Meiko. Rav Meisha says that the shear of Bishul for Yayin Mevushel is the same shear as shear for Shabbos, which is Yad Soledesbay. But he says like this, he says, Yad Soledesbay is a Gufa Machlekes, anywhere from 110 to 160. So for Shabbos, we're machmer at 110. Okay. For Stam Yenam, we should be machmer at 160. In other words, Rav Meisha says, we have to use the higher, because here you're being Mako. We have to use the higher share of Yatzo lettuce. So you're not going to say 110. The higher share is 160. Pasteurization is Vadai, higher than 160. So according to Rav Moshe, it is Mevushel. And as I say, the American wines are all Somech on Rav Moshe's definition. So that's going to be a big, big machlokas. But before I tell you halacha lemaisa, I need to move on to a second question. That is, what is the status, right? If a goy touches wine, the wine is no good, right? What is the status of a mechalal Shabbos? That's really the issue, right? On one hand, we have from the Rashba, Tshuvas HaRashba, that says, a mechalal Shabbos b'farhesya is dinai ki ayved kei chavim, that he asers the wine b'maga'o. So the question becomes, so we have people who come, right, come to our Sameach, etc. You have wine, etc., even grape juice. Are there problems of stam yena?
Grape juice is considered wine?
Grape juice absolutely is wine, yep. Anything you make grape riagapen on is wine.
How come people prefer to have what we call wine? It's grape juice for kids.
Well, there's a heater if it also has intoxication potential. But that's a heater. That doesn't go to the not being wine. It's a heater. And for Dalit Kosos, there's an extra heater because the celebration of freedom should require that you get the high of alcohol. So here, there's a very famous tshuva of the Binyan Sion. The Binyan Sion is the Orech Laner. The Orech Laner was in the 19th century. I don't know if he was. He's known as the Rebbe of Rav Shimon Yochai Hirsch.
It sounds too late to be Talmud.
I think it'll be a little late.
The Tshuva always calls as a Talmud of the Rebbe of Yehuda. He also is a Rebbe of the Rebbe of Yehuda.
The Shiva Sion is the Rebbe of Yehuda's son. Shiva Sion is the Rebbe of Yehuda's son. Yeah, but Binyan Sion is the Orech Laner of Aaron Netlinger. And he was the Rebbe of Rav Shimon Yochai Hirsch, and he was in Rabbanus at the very, very beginning of the Reform Movement, early 1800s. And the question became, what is the status of Reform Jews that touch wine, etc.? And the Binyan Sion was Machadesh, a very, very famous kula, in which he said, yeah, he gave two different svaras. You have to know there are two svaras here. Then he basically said that children who were raised in the Reform Movement, even if they become adults, they do not aser wine, b'maga. And the reason is because, number one, they're a tinok shenishma. They did not intentionally rebel against Hashem. They never had the education. They're like a kidnapped baby. And since... Now there's when there's a Mechalal Shabbos Dina Kiyakom, that's when he intends to be mired against the Ribbono Shel Olam. So if you're a Mamish guy, see, it's interesting. For a guy Mamish, there's no Din of Tinuk Shenishma. A guy is a guy. I don't care if it's Tinuk Shenishma or not. But in order for a Yid to be stigmatized as an Oved Kechavim, he has to be a mired Bekavana and Tinuk Shenishma. Doesn't count. Now, even though people say, well, what do you mean Tinuk Shenishma? His next door neighbor is from. Tinuk Shenishma, somebody who grew up in Africa, never saw it from yet. Reformed Jews saw religious Jews, but Zakta Binyan Sion, that makes no difference. Because if you're raised with the idea that those are crazy, old-fashioned, worthless customs, yeah, so I see Jews keeping Shabbos, but I'm taught that this is meaningless. So therefore, I could still be a Tinuk Shenishma. But there's another svara the Binyan Sion says. And the other svara the Binyan Sion says is that why is a Mechalal Shabbos called a kaifer, called a goy? Because he's kaifer that Hashem made the world in 6 days. But if you're trying to become a religious Jew and you're coming to yeshiva, you're coming to shul, then fakert, you're maida, there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. So I'm not going to call you a kaifer for that reason. So these are two different svaras. One is
they
the tino.
In two different places. They wouldn't know if it's worked together.
Right. That's correct. That's correct.
The tino. So that's only for someone who's coming closer. Right?
That's correct. The tino shenishba works in any situation, even if he doesn't want to be from. The second svara is anyone that is trying, right? So the mice like this. You have to know that the binyan siyim is widely followed in America. But in fact, is a das yachid. Most of the paiskim in Eretz Yisrael, whether it's Rav Shlomo Zalman, whether it's Rav Eliyashiv, they all said chazanish. They all said you have to be machmir, you cannot be mekel in tinok shenishba and the like. However, here is the kinech. This is where we're mistarif of sveika. Even though you shouldn't be mekel in yayin mamish or grape juice mamish, but if it is pasteurized and it might be mavushel, then you could be mitztarif the binyan siyin along with Rav Meisher. See, like Rav Eliyashiv, you'd be in trouble both ways. Rav Eliyashiv has two chumras in a row. Rav Eliyashiv says, number one, even a tinok shenishba asters wine, and number two, Rav Eliyashiv says pasteurization is not mavushel. In other words, but many people say that even though it's better to be machmir, that pasteurization is not bishul if a guy touches the wine. And it's better to be machmir that a mechalel Shabbos asers the wine if it's not mavushel. But when you have both together, meaning it is pasteurized and it is touched by not a guy, but a mechalel Shabbos, who would be either tinuk shenishba or somebody who wants to come closer to Hashem, you could be mitztaref those two inyanim to be mekel. And that is exactly, well, that's exactly what our Sameach does. We serve yayin mevushal to people who are still mechalel Shabbos. Now, like Rav Eliyashiv, I mean, you have to know, we are violating Rav Eliyashiv's hadracha here. Because according to Rav Eliyashiv, you cannot serve pasteurized wine to a Mechalel Shabbos, even if he's a Tinok Shenishba, but we're serving. Now, sometimes, b'diyavid, although Rav Shiller doesn't like to do this, see, I'm giving you the dirty secrets of our Sameach, sometimes the mentors insist on bringing in very fancy wine, and the fancier wine is not from a bushel, and, you know, it gets served to people and the like. So although a Baal Nefesh should not drink it, but we're Samech directly on the Binyan Siyim, right? That's the, in other words, not just, you're not just Samech on pasteurization, you're Samech on the Binyan Siyim directly. But as a general rule, the Chatchila, the Yeshiva, tries not to be Samech on the Binyan Siyim alone, unless you also are Mitztarev Mufustar, like Rav Moshe. That's kind of how it works, yeah.
Communal Seder, and this man turned to me and said, "Can you please pour the wine for my son? Because I'm a Chalal Shabbos."
Very nice. Now, let me just mention a few.
Wine bottles usually say Mevushel Aladei Pistur, or Mevushel through pasteurization.
Yeah.
Can I assume that if it just says Mevushel, that it's not through pasteurization?
No, no. Most Mevushel is through pasteurization.
Even if it doesn't say through pasteurization.
That's correct. In America, at least. Again, I still need to.
So what does non-mevushel mean? That means it's not pasteurized?
It's not pasteurized. It doesn't have to be.
It's legal?
Apparently it is legal. Milk is mandatory, but wine is not always mandatory. Yeah. Now, let me just mention a few things, and I'm going to hold this over, because it's very, very interesting. When we say, you know, a guy touching wine, it's usher, you have to know how literal that is. A guy puts his finger in the wine, or guy tastes the wine, right? The wine is forbidden because that is maga. But people don't realize, if a guy just touches a bottle of wine, or touches a cup, or even if a guy lifts up a bottle of wine, the wine is not yet usher. But what happens is the following. Let's say a guy picks up a bottle of wine, and a guy pours himself a glass. Right? He pours himself a glass. So here's a new yesod. The wine that he poured is usher, And this is a category that is called kocha. It flows because of his action. So there are two ways that wine gets forbidden. Maga, directly touching the wine, not the cup and not the bottle, touching the wine, or kocha, the wine that flows out. So for example, any leftover wine in the guy's cup will be forbidden because of maga, and if the guy poured the wine into my cup, I can't drink it. That was your shayla. That's why the man could not pour the wine. Now, the big question is this. This is pashut. All of this is pashut. A guy takes a bottle of non-mavushal wine, or mefuster wine, like Rebbe Yashiv, and a guy pours it. So clearly, everything in the cup is forbidden because of kocha. What about the rest of the wine in the bottle? Is it only the wine that flowed out of the bottle? Or even the wine that remains in the bottle?
Or should it be?
Okay. So here, this is Talay on a big sugya called Nitzuk Chibor O'Eino Chibor. Now Nitzuk, the word Nitzuk means a flow. When you have a movable flow, right? I have something. I have Isser and Heter, and they meet through a moving flow. Do I treat them as connected or not connected? Now, technically, the only wine that's forbidden is the wine that comes out. But since the wine in the bottle is mechuber to the wine that comes out, therefore, if you hold Nitzuk Chibor, the wine in the bottle is going to be us. Right? So we're going to see. This is a machlokas, the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber says that we paskin, Nitzuk is a Chibor by Stam Yenam. And what that means, therefore, is, according to the Mechaber, that the wine in the bottle is going to be forbidden. I'm sorry, I misstated. The Mechaber says Nitzuk is not a Chibor, and therefore, according to the Mechaber, the wine in the bottle, is okay. So if a guy poured a bottle of wine, his cup is no good, but the rest of the bottle is still okay. The Ramah brings that it is better to be machmir unless it's hefsid meruba. So the bottom line is, Miikra, remember the Ramah says an interesting thing in the Hakdama to the Torah's Chatas, which is the Ramah's Sefer on Isser Veheter. The Ramah says, and again, it's very logical if you think about it, that whenever we say something is usher and it's only mutter behefsid meruba, that actually means the halacha is that it's mutter. It's not that you're allowed to violate the halacha behefsid meruba. No, the halacha is that it's mutter, but if it's not a big hefsid, it's better to go beyond the halacha. Which actually means that the Ramah and the Mechaber both say that Mi'ikir Hadin, Nitzuk is not a chibur, but it's better, the Ramah says, it's better to be machmir unless it's a major hefsid. So if it's simply a single bottle, so it depends. So if it's, $150 bottle of champagne, that may be hefsid meruba. If it's a $5 bottle of something, maybe not. Although again, hefsid meruba depends very much on the individual person. Rav Scheinberg used to say that for some B'nai Torah, $5 would absolutely qualify as a hefsid meruba. Right? It's not a double katzav. Right, for Bill Gates, hefsid meruba would have to be, quite big, a few million dollars, whatever. I don't even know that, whatever it would be. Okay, all right. Now, let me give you another example of Nitzuk. So the first example of Nitzuk I gave you is when a goy pours wine into a cup, is the rest of the wine in the bottle also. But now I'll give you an example of Nitzuk that's quite surprising. Let's say a guy has wine in a cup that he pours. and I'm a Jewish waiter, sometimes you'll find that catering halls will have a policy that will say that all wine must be poured by Jewish waiters, by Shomer Shabbos waiters, if it's not Mavushel. So you think, well, that sounds great. If only Shomer Shabbos waiters are pouring the wine and nobody's touching the bottle, sounds wonderful. Not at all. I'm a guy, right? The Jewish waiter poured wine for me. So far, so good. Everything's fine. I drink some of the wine.
Was it bad?
Now, at that point, the remaining wine in the glass is Stam Yenam because it touched the guy's lips. Mm-hmm. When the Jew then pours wine there, oh, it's a Nisuk to the Ayin Nesach in the cup. You wouldn't even, you know, you wouldn't even imagine it. A from Yid refilling the glass of a goy, in point of fact, may create a Stam Yenam in the bottle. In the bottle, not just what he puts. What he puts in the goy's cup, that's Nisarev and Stam Yenam, for sure that's Usher. But through Nisuk, he Ushers the whole bottle. There is no answer for this, right? If the goy pours, you got a nitzuk, and if the yid pours, you got a nitzuk. So basically, you have to have fresh glasses. Just you cannot refill glasses that still have lachluchis of stam yainam in them, right?
He's pointing out.
Yeah.
And maybe it's in such a special, that's why they need a new glass for every cup.
That's right. No, that's exactly right. That's right. That's exactly right.
Because otherwise, it'd be Inessa.
That's correct. In other words, for a from yid to refill either a guy's cup or like the chazanish, even a machal Shabbos's cup. All right. Think about this at a Shabbos table. If you're not soymech on the binyan siyah and you want to have yayin sheina mavushel. Right. So you think I'll be careful. I'll be the only guy that pours the wine. Nishta zay pashut. You pour wine into his glass. You got a problem of nitzuk answering your wine. Okay, so you have to beware. These are things you wouldn't even automatically think about. The only question is...
I hear of people that are very makbid, when they have over not from guests for Shabbos or for Pesach, they're makbid that only they pour the wine. That's such a rule they have.
I understand that, but that's not going to work. It's not a fail-safe mechanism.
Yeah.
If you pour the wine in a new glass every time... Of course, there's another shayla people raised to. I'll hold this over for next week. I'll just mention it's probably. Is it l'fnei iver for me to give him a Chal Shabbos wine at all? Meaning, like this.
He's going to drink it.
Is he allowed to drink his own wine?
Right.
If you hold, like the Rashba, not the Binyan Siyam, like the Chazanish, that a Chal Shabbos Asher's wine, now the same way I can't give him a Chalal Shabbos treif, I can't give him chaser, it's lifnei iver, how can I give him wine? As soon as the wine touches his lips, it becomes forbidden. I'm giving him non-kosher wine, even though the only reason it became non-kosher is because of him. Yeah, so the emphasis on that already, we have tshuvas that matter it. They basically say the following. They basically say, you can't look at a person as a guy and as a Jew at the same time. I mean, if you're saying,
yeah,
but the question is, but if you're saying he has a din of a guy, you can't say it's lifnei iver for me to give him the wine.
Why not? He has a din guy. That's where the din comes from. Why is he a yid?
No, I understand. The svar is not mukrich, but this is a svar that I was given that I can say he's a guy legabe another person. But I can't look at him as a guy, the Gabi himself, and say favor. There's another swara too. They want to say that if the Isser of Stam Yenim is chasinus, you know, you can't be guys or chasinus on yourself. You can't say, you know, you can say Chazal don't want me to marry into his family, but Chazal can't say they don't want me to marry into me. You know, it's not shaykhir of chasinus. So, whatever the reasons, the Maisa, the Paiskim, even the Machmirim, say that there's no Isser to give wine to the Machal of Shabbos himself. But you have to be very, very careful about how you pour it. It's not a Pashat Azach at all. Okay, we'll stop here. Is there going to be more?
So,
okay.
Let's see if there's anyone else.